You are listening to Benefit from the Bible. The Bible is God's word of truth to show us our need for Jesus, to save us through Jesus, and to show us how to live for Jesus. If you have questions or needs, please let us know. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, as we continue today, we are focusing on the fact that Christ is the winner. Try to imagine this situation. Your army is at war while you are back at home anxiously awaiting news of victory or defeat, of celebration or bondage. Then a messenger arrives with good news. We go now to Isaiah chapter 52, beginning in verse 7, today's Old Testament reading. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy. For eye to eye, they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. The word of the Lord. In the Old Testament, the Son of God, as the angel of the Lord, kept rescuing the nation of Israel so that, in the fullness of time, he could be born into that nation in order to win the ultimate victory over sin, death, and the devil. Jesus' victory is the very best news of all. Now, by God's grace, let us believe it, receive it, and celebrate our Savior, who is the Christ of Christmas. As nations opposed, the Lord supported David in vain many years ago, so all who opposed the Christ of Christmas also did so in vain. We come now to Psalm chapter 2. Why do the nations rage? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together. Let us burst their bonds apart. He who sits in the heavens laughs. Then he will speak to them in his wrath. As for me, I have set my king. I will tell of the decree. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage. You shall break them with a rod of iron. Now therefore, O kings, be wise. Serve the Lord with fear. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We come now to today's epistle reading from Hebrews chapter 1. Notice in this reading some of the many amazing things that are true of the Christ of Christmas. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you," or again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son"? And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." The word of the Lord. So God created through his Son, and then he spoke through his Son. Furthermore, it is through the Son of God that we know much about God the Father. Since we have all sinned, we are so blessed to be purified from our sins through the Christ, God's only Son, the one worshiped by angels, and the one who is worthy of our full trust and devotion. Would you please arise? The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. In this reading, notice how the Son of God was with the Father in the beginning. Then, in time, he came into the world to be our life and our light. The Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. The very Son of God came for everyone, but very sadly, most did not receive him. However, for all who did receive him, and for all who receive him now, they are the very children of God, thus forgiven in God's sight and gifted with eternal life. Therefore, we have every reason to celebrate a Christ-centered Christmas. We have every reason to live with peace and joy, and we have every reason to tell others about the open path to paradise. Questions, needs, contact us through our website, BethlehemLutheranChurchParma.com. This is our regular schedule: Sundays, service at 8, classes at 9:30, service at 10:45. Now, may the Lord of peace continually grant you peace in every circumstance. The Lord be with you all.